Just a heads up, I'll be taking a week off from the podcast next week. I will be in Perugia, Italy at the International Journalism Festival, facilitating a panel on the value of collaborative journalism. But not to worry, I'll be back again on April 8th. So keep an eye on your inbox and don't forget to check back to the main website. Okay, let's do it.
He was actually rather restrained on sticking it to the enemies he managed to vanquish after these...
And all of the current and former officials who paid for, promoted, and perpetuated the single greatest hoax in the history of politics in our country. They have to be, I'm sorry, they have to be accountable.
But you can sort of picture him with his, you know, boot on the chest of the vanquished and a mug of mead in hand howling at the night sky. I mean, that's what that was, wasn't it? That's what that was, wasn't it? That's what that was. That's what that was, wasn't it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, March 29th, 2019. Welcome to day 799. The Justice Department plans to release a redacted copy of Robert Mueller's report by mid-April, if not sooner, according to Attorney General William Barr. In a letter sent to the chairman of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, Barr noted that Mueller's report is nearly 400 pages long and said that the Justice Department needs to redact the sensitive portions of it, which includes secret grand jury testimony, classified materials, and information about other ongoing federal investigations. Barr added that the White House would not see the report before he sent it to Congress. Barr offered to testify after the report is released, suggesting May 1st for the Senate committee and May 2nd for the House committee. Meanwhile, Trump repeated his threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border as early as next week if the Mexican government doesn't immediately stop all undocumented migrants who are crossing into the United States. Trump said he's not playing games. He has repeatedly threatened to close the border, but this is the first time he's attached a specific timetable. And finally, a federal judge blocked a rule by the Trump administration that would allow millions of Americans to buy health insurance that does not conform to Affordable Care Act coverage requirements, calling it, quote, clearly an end run around the ACA, end quote. The rule would make it easier for small businesses to offer health insurance plans outside of the ACA, which would be less expensive, but would also provide fewer health protections. And in the polls, NPR says 75% of Americans think Mueller's full report should be made public, including 54% of Republicans. 66% said they want Mueller to testify before Congress, and 64% want Barr to testify. And now to the notables. 1. Trump held his first 2020 campaign rally since Mueller wrapped up his investigation into Russian interference in the election. 2. Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Prince Khalid bin Salman, who lied to senators about his role in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. 3. Mitch McConnell is planning to change the Senate rules in order to speed up the confirmation of most of Trump's nominees. 4. A Trump appointee directed millions of dollars in government contracts to Republican communication consultants during her time as administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 5. Trump's nominee to serve as third in command at the Justice Department has withdrawn herself from his... 5. Trump's nominee to serve as the third in command at the Justice Department has withdrawn herself from consideration following opposition from conservative senators, who had concerns that U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu would not be strong enough in opposition to abortion rights. 6. Linda McMahon will resign as head of the Small Business Administration to chair the pro-Trump super PAC America First Action. And 7. Trump claims he has overridden proposed cuts and authorized a funding of the Special Olympics after Betsy DeVos spent 3 days defending her plan to eliminate funding for the program. That's all for now. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, you can visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dedis.
But in the end, it defines you. Like, if you take away people's struggles in life, and that's what I don't like about socialism, because that you're literally robbing them of the opportunity to dig down deep within themselves and pull out stuff that they never thought was possible or even knew existed within them.